Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bringing us back 23 after the hour. That's a classic out of the Wayback Machine. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel, 21-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, The Bill of Responsibilities. Nobody could produce this work better than Beverly. She's one of the experts in human behavior and communication. Beverly, thanks again for being here. I need your website, and tell us how we can find the new book.
The website is talklisten.com, and we've just redone it. And it's available on Amazon. And you just put in Beverly Inman Ebel, Bill of Responsibilities. It's available on ebook, which you can get immediately, and it's also available as of yesterday on paperback.
All right, so check that out, folks. You'll be glad you did. And Beverly, we're talking about the importance of civility, and how we contribute to civility is by being responsible, by taking responsibility for ourselves, for our own actions and our own words and our own thoughts. And if this book is really needed right now, because
it is.
we have a dearth of leadership. One of the most important parts of leadership is responsibility. And we have people who are in leadership positions who aren't taking responsibility for their own behavior, by the way that what they say and how they say it and the positions they take. When you and I are looking at them, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on. You and I are looking at them and you're saying, well, that's not even true. Why would you say that?
I agree. You know, I love Aretha Franklin's song that brought us back together.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And the fourth chapter is the responsibility.
That's right. Hey,
respect.
You think we don't have program value here on the show?
You definitely have program value. But we need to learn to respect. I do not have to agree with you, but I have a responsibility to respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing I love, and I've traveled all over this world, and people would say, you know, say things like, well, Americans just say whatever they want. And I said, yes. And I don't always agree with what they say, but I love that they have the right to
mm-hmm.
say it.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a responsibility to respect, to demonstrate respect, meaning I don't trash talk you. I don't burn a building. I don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't go on
I don't
on
call you a name or disassociate with you because of how you voted or whatever.
Yes. But that's where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just breaks my heart that we're not able to have discussions. And I know it's hard because there are some people in my life who are polar opposite of where I am.
And of this book. They need to read this book. I've got people like that too.
I'm gonna give it to them. I don't know if they'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm not putting myself up on a pedestal. I admit in the book, I struggle with this.
Well, we
and
all do.
Sometimes I feel like a hypocrite.
And that's okay. But it really amounts to, in my opinion, this whole thing that as we wander around this world, it amounts to you being honest enough to say, God help us if the world looked like what I wanted to look like. God help us if that happens. But implicit in that is, I need you too, Beverly. I need your voice in what this world is going to look like. It doesn't need to just look like what Jim thinks it should look like. We need all the
right.
voices. And isn't that for the foundation of all this?
It is. And so one of the benefits, one of the things I'm wanting people to get out of this book is to build relationships with people who are different from them. At the end of each chapter, there's a study guide, and I'm hoping that people will get together with somebody that looks a little different, that somebody that sounds a little different, that has a totally different job, and begin to understand and to build a relationship with them. It doesn't mean you're going to agree with everything they say, but I'm hoping that, you know, John Pakovic, who wrote A Bigger Table, I met with him in 2017, and that's when I was coming up with the chapters. And, you know, but that, you know, getting together with people and being able to discuss things, and you do not have to agree, but you do have to listen, respect, and when you do speak, speak with care. But be able to welcome people who are different from you. Because you know what I have found? Whenever I do that, I learn. I get better. I become a better human being because now I've heard a perspective from a different side, from a different angle, instead of surrounding myself with people who are like me, my race, my age, my economic status, my level of education. No, I need to be out there talking to people from all walks of life because we all have something in common. We love our families. We want to have a good job.
The wisdom of Beverly M. Medieval, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find more of it in her new book, The Bill of Responsibility, available right now on Amazon. Hey, Beverly, good job today. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you.
We got more to talk about. Beverly M. Medieval, ladies and gentlemen, talklisten.com is the website. Check her book out at Amazon. I think you'll like it. I know you will. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.